Our community connection is in Quakertown, where Jackie Burke's love of all animals at a young age made her the perfect choice as executive director for Last Chance Ranch Animal Rescue, housing everything from horses to hamsters. Jackie Burke takes the story from here.
Last Chance Ranch actually started as a horse rescue. We originally were focusing on horses in need that often end up going through the slaughter pipeline. And we actually fairly early on shifted and started helping more animals of all species. Some of our team was able to assist with rescue efforts from the Hurricane Katrina catastrophe. And ultimately, we brought up over 150 dogs from that rescue mission to aid with animals that were left homeless after the hurricane. And that really kind of started to grow our organization, show a need, especially in our area, for an all-animal rescue. And at this time, we say that we rescue everything from hamsters to horses, and it's a huge variety of animals with over 150 animals in our care any given day.
That's a lot of animals and a lot of different sizes, too. So what about the veterinary needs? I know that the veterinary needs for a horse or a cow are different than that of a hamster. So how do you deal with that?
As you can imagine, we have a tremendous budget for medical each year, and we luckily partner primarily with Quakertown Vet, which is basically right in our backyard, which is a large all-species clinic. And one of their veterinarians comes out to our facility every week to provide veterinary care. And luckily, this particular vet is very well versed in both large animal care and small animal care at the clinic there. We put them through a very simple intake process. And then, you know, something up to like a dog or horse has much more extensive veterinary need when they come into our facility, especially if they're sick and require more care. You know, on a very basic level, they all need to be vaccinated, we microchip, we do blood testing, and then, you know, a lot of dogs and cats require to be spayed and neutered since they all are spayed and neutered at the time of placement. So the veterinary care is pretty extensive.
I'm thinking about the larger animals now, like the horses and the cows. I mean, some of them might be very old, or as you said earlier on, some of them were going to be going to slaughter. They are emotionally traumatized as it is, having to go through that. But when they come to your place, how do they unwind and just become themselves again?
We have a 35-acre property altogether. So at any given time, we usually have 30 to 40 horses, two resident cows, but we also have a lot of goats, sheep, pigs, and other barnyard animals. And our facility is set up well that we have different areas that we can bring them in and place them depending on the level of care that they require. Like this past spring, we received in a number of goats that were pregnant and had semi-traumatic pregnancies and deliveries. So they were in our barn. We had an area set up for them to be able to have their babies, and a couple of them had to be taken to the clinic due to more challenging births. But with our horses coming in from auction, need to be quarantined, so we have the ability to quarantine on site. And then once they're through that quarantine, we start to work with them and see what's going to be the best scenario for them moving forward for placement. We have to learn about their personalities and see what they're comfortable with and what they're not comfortable with. And we have three staff members that help with training the horses and preparing them for their next career. And sometimes that career is just being a pasture pup. You know, we get a lot of horses and the farm animals that are just strictly companion. And luckily we get a lot of adopters who are looking for an animal like that.
How did you get interested in something like this? This is a big responsibility with lots of different types of animals.
I actually got involved with Last Chance Ranch at a very young age. I was able to start taking horseback riding lessons when I was just 9 or 10 years old. And from that time, I just knew when I started that I loved horses, and went to college for equine science and management. So got a little bit more of a background with horses and all animals in general. And I came back here as a full-time staff member in 2015, since I just loved being here and loved being around the animals, and was able to take the position as executive director at our facility in 2018. Since that time, it's just been amazing to, you know, learn from the animals, learn from other professionals in the industry as we continue to grow our organization.
Growth of the organization is huge, especially in the nonprofit realm. And I noticed that you do something every single year that involves community participation when it comes to your calendar. Can you tell us about that?
Our calendar contest. So it's a great fundraiser that we run during the summertime. Summer, a lot of times, ends up being a drier time for us in terms of donations as everybody's going on vacation. Ultimately, we have to come up with creative ways to raise money during that time. So for the past 8 years or so, we've been running a calendar contest, and it allows for individuals that have adopted from us to enter their alumni and vote. And each vote is a dollar donation. And the top 10 animals that have the most votes end up being on a calendar month. It's a 12-month calendar, so we reserve 2 months to be able to feature some of the animals that may be getting less votes. Like, I know we have a lot of dogs and I think a cat in the top 10 right now, but not a lot of representation of, you know, guinea pigs or goats that get adopted from us. So we like to kind of feature those animals on the other months so that they can get a little bit of exposure, so that people see that we're not just all about, you know, dogs and cats.
I think that's a wonderful fundraiser. But there are other things, too, that you have to take into consideration. You just mentioned that, you know, the summertime is sort of dry months. So what are some other creative ways that you let the people know that you're there and that you let the people know that we really could use your help?
We are hosting fundraisers constantly. We post urgent animals that we rescue and their stories to get donations. We have a fun luau type event that is being hosted by Hellerick's Family Fun Farm in Bucks County. That is a fun partnership with a local business to help raise money for the organization. And we do a lot of programs too. We have summer camp throughout the summer. We run about 6 or 7 weeks of summer camp. We also throughout the year have horseback riding lessons. We do various other educational programs, as we have instructors for like CPR classes, and we had like a donkey nutrition clinic throughout the year too. We have our big open house at our facility. That's a great opportunity to see the animals and see our facility. And we have a lot of other fundraisers throughout the year as well.
Did you ever think that as a little girl taking horseback riding lessons there, you would ever be the executive director?
Definitely not. And I think as I kind of became a full-time staff member, there was deaf talk of, you know, eventually you'll be running the place and everything like that. So, I mean, I didn't necessarily think it would happen as quickly as it did, but it's an amazing organization to be leading.
It's an amazing organization to grow up in and around, too. You've seen a lot over the years. What do you see in some of the children who come up for some of the courses or some of the classes, maybe are seeing a horse for the first time close up? What do you see?
It's really an awesome opportunity with our summer camp programs. There's kids that come in that, you know, they may not have dealt with a lot of the animals that we're showing them and teaching them how to interact with. And over the years, we get students in that start with just lessons, and then they help by being like a junior camp counselor at our summer camps. And then I watch these young kids grow up and become adults, and now they're going to school for animal related courses. So it's really exciting to see like the impact that a lot of our programs can have long term on the kids.
For sure. I mean, my goodness, these kids are going to be coming back from school, hopefully, and asking you for a job.
That actually has happened. One of our staff members that we hired last year as our behavior and enrichment manager, I mean, she started volunteering with us when she was in high school. She went to college, got a degree in animal science, and then when we had a position open up, she circled back and, you know, reached out to us, and she loves it. I mean, she's got three dogs from us, two of them she had prior to becoming a staff member here, and she's adopted one since.
I've interviewed a couple of different places in and around our listening area where they have equine therapy, where people are getting involved with horses for the very first time. At the Last Chance Ranch, when you see someone meeting up with a horse for the first time, actually maybe touching a goat for the first time, what do you think they're going to take home with them?
It's unique because I get to see that on a lot of different levels. At one point, we were visiting nursing homes with goats and sheep, and, you know, you talk to the residents there, and they may have been meeting a goat for the first time, or at least touching a goat for the first time. And it was such a unique experience to see the joy that it brought to their eyes and the smile on their face. It just was a unique experience to be able to, you know, something that, like, I take for granted. I mean, I'm handling these animals every day, so, like, I don't think anything of it. And then you see a kid that's, like, totally lit up because there's a baby goat that they get to interact with. It is really a cool experience. We have volunteers that come out to our facility, and, you know, they come because they just need a break. They just need something to clear their mind, clear headspace. And I mean, we've helped a lot of people in their journeys. It's not necessarily a program that we have, but, like, people come and volunteer with us when, you know, they're at a point in their life where something needs to change, and they just get so much gratitude and fulfillment working with the animals.
Can you put a name to what they're going through?
We get individuals coming in for community service, or they may have just gone through a breakup of a relationship, and they just need something to keep their mind off of things. And they come out and they're volunteering for a couple hours each week, and it's basically therapy. The animals are like their therapists. So
I think that's amazing, because you rescued these animals from horrific endings. You brought them to your place, and now they're acting as the therapists.
Exactly. It's mutual, because the animals, a lot of times we get scared dogs in that are just so nervous with new people, and they realize that we're here for them and that we're not going to do anything mean to them. And just seeing these animals flourish in our care and through our interactions, I think, really is a driving force for so many of our volunteers.
How would you like to see your nonprofit organization move in the future? What kind of steps or programs would you like to see that maybe you don't have right now?
We actually launched a capital campaign last year because we operate on a facility that we lease, and we have a lease that's through 2034. But we realized that we need to have a permanent facility for our organization. So we actually launched a capital campaign for a property that we purchased in 2024 in Quakertown. And that campaign and building out that facility from the ground up is just going to be able to change our facility and its capacity in so many ways. We've learned so much over the years at our current facility, and, you know, what works and what doesn't. And we just know that having more dedicated spaces for individualized care for the animals in our facility, and just the variety of animals that we have, having more dedicated spaces for individual species to be able to properly and safely house them. So we're just really excited that, you know, we've learned so much, and we're ready to grow and build out this new facility so that we can continue to help more animals, and it will have more program space for the training classes and new initiatives that we're going to be working towards this year to help pets that are in homes in our community, just not animals that need to come into our facility, but trying to keep pets in their home with their owner, even when they're going through a hard time, and ways that we can assist those owners.
Now you're around all these animals every day. What is that something that they know that we don't?
I think that they're just so intuitive and they feel emotional shifts way before we even realize that they're happening. And the comfort that an animal can provide compared to any human or counselor or anything like that is just, it's so different. I mean, people open up to animals and feel comfortable around animals way before they're comfortable around humans. So I think it's important when there's an emotional bond between a human and the pet to keep that together as best as possible. So we're excited to be able to offer some services to our community to try to help keep that together as much as possible through pet pantries and low cost and or possibly free pet vaccine clinics in the future. If people know that we are a nonprofit organization that is fully funded through donations and primarily run by volunteers. So we have a small group of staff, but ultimately the majority of the animal care is being done through volunteers. So it's so important for us to have individuals who are interested in being part of the work that we're doing here. So if anyone is ever interested in volunteering, they can go to our website, lastchanceranch.org, and find out a little bit more about our programs and our greatest needs at the time.
Special thanks to Jackie Burke, Executive Director of Last Chance Ranch and Animal Rescue in Quakertown. The future of the nonprofit presents some dynamic ways to meet the animals, large and small. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.